Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yeah, I'll be flying out of Jax when we head up to Logan. And, we had a nonstop. Oh, it's a bargain. We should book this. And, yeah, but then when you get done with all the fees and stuff, you're like, oh, yeah. So there's a little sense of frustration,
it's
I guess.
It's all the add-ons, yeah, that used to just kind of be expected, you know.
Now, I might have missed this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the airlines needs to come out and do like what the car lots do, some of them.
Yeah.
Where they put the price on the front of the car in big, bold numbers, and that is the price.
Come on, that's crazy.
People said it was crazy, and then it turned out to be the most ingenious marketing thing ever.
Uh-huh.
When it came to car, here's the price.
Wow.
Well, I love how people like hide that. What's the price? And then the other thing they do, like you, when you see something used, it's like, how could you ever post an ad? You took the time to post an ad, like say on Marketplace or something,
right?
And you don't post the mileage on the vehicle.
I know. Yeah.
Is like, that the most? And then they're always like, "Don't call and ask, and don't do this, and don't do it. Don't ask if it's still here. If it's here, it's here.
It's like, up. The ad's up.
They're all. I mean, the whole thing. I just hate dealing with it. It's all like a bunch of weirdos in there and anal retentive nut bags and all the. I'm sorry, Greg. I wasn't looking at you when I said that.
Okay, good. I appreciate that.
But, yeah, just, anyway, sorry, ADD kicking in.
Yeah.
Back to my original premise, advertise the price. No asterisk.
Right.
No nothing. Fly today from blah, blah, blah to blah, blah, blah. Book today.
And here's how
and it's $399, $600 round trip. And that includes your bag and having a seat next to the person you're flying with.
Is that the craziest thing in the world?
It is.
Taxes, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, and we've talked about this because we've both dealt with it. You go to a resort area or a hotel, and you're already paying $200-$300 a night, whatever the case may be.
On the cheap side, where you've been, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not Bob Rose. Anyway, and then they want to charge you to park where you're staying. You've got to be kidding.
Oh, Disney.
I'm not here without my car.
Disney does that.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Oh, man, we'd go down there for broadcasts, like, you know, Trader Rooney, broadcast, commercials, whatever, and everybody's happy, but, hey, you pay $40 a day, I remember, and this is going back a few years, $40.
For your car to sit there, so what, I guess if you want to take a bus and go, or a cab, that's fine, but most people actually, unless they're coming in from out of town, if they're in Florida, they might drive their car.
Oh, I'm just going to self-park. Okay, that'll be $40.
Yeah.
The little things that just rub your rhubarb.
Well, and the thing is, you're already spending a fortune if you're going on vacation or you're getting away with the family or whatever you're doing. It's those extra things like that that just kind of just take away a little bit of the joy. It's a little more irritating, a little more expensive, and it's like, really, people?
Yeah.
Come on.
Just from now on, just to advertise, this is the call now, book this flight, done.
Mm-hmm.
But now they all got to play games. And, you know, now they're using, like, AI, and all these algorithms.
They're trying this.
Yes, and it's like, so if you check on a flight and you don't book it right then, you actually were part of driving the price up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding you.
Now, some of the airlines are saying, okay, we're not going to do the AI thing, because some were actually wanting to figure out your ability to pay how much and charge you accordingly.
Yeah.
That was going to be one of their plans. Like, well, it's negotiable, but I think you know, Bob, we think that the $398 flight, you know, that's okay for a normal person, but we think you can pay $475 because you can afford it.
Hmm.
Wouldn't that be irritating if they had gone through with that? And who knows, maybe some of them will, but they've kind of put that on the back burner for now.
Why do they want to make their customers jump through hoops? Why do they want to nickel and dime them to death and leave people with an uneasy feeling that now I feel like I didn't get a good deal? I'm not looking forward to, and that's beyond the other headaches of delayed flights, mm-hmm. broken down planes, and all the other things that go with it. It's amazing to me that, you know, people still, I'm one of them, I guess, that still want to travel.
Yeah, but why not make it as enjoyable and stress-free as possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a crazy thought, I know.
Yeah, and call them stewardesses again and make sure they're hot. Did I say that with my loud voice?
Yeah.
Oops.
Welcome to the plane, boys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.